Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
I love you. Oh, yeah. How about it for this half of the room? You guys are good, too. Come on. I don't want to see roomism. Roomism is a terrible thing. Now that obesity is a disease, does that mean I can call in sick every day? I love that. When should I change my snow tire? Soon, I think. I actually just changed mine a couple weeks ago. But, you know, the car rides a lot different, actually, when you take them. It was a shocker, you know? I don't feel like I'm plowing, you know, like I'm like a tractor. So I would think about that. Rick, where's Rick? Rich or Morris? You know who you are. That's you right. Still got them on?
Yesterday I took them off.
Yesterday you took them off. Okay, different, isn't it? Different ride?
It's sort of nice.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. Matt Hood is between jobs. Should I shave for my family reunion, says here. And Andrea Welch says, should Matt shave for his family reunion? So there's a lot of interest in there. Where is Matt? He looks like he shaved. Did he not shave? Let's take a look at Matt a little closer. I can't see anything from here. A little stubble, perhaps. Could you stand up, Matt, and let's have a look at you. I think he must have shaved.
Mostly just lazy.
Wait. Okay. Let's talk to Matt. Pardon me. Is this the Matt? The right Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you?
Good. Good. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, I can see now a little stubble.
A little stubble. Yeah, but it's
just let it go for it.
As I get older.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't happen to me. No. You got to take Just for Men and rub it on your face every so often. My secret.
55-gallon drum, I suspect.
But that's like maybe one day or two. That's all.
No, I just shaved at 6 o'clock this morning.
so you got a heavy growth type person.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously.
You ever had a beard?
No. My wife doesn't like it.
Okay, so this is just to get back at her a little bit, right?
I don't know. When I get home, I'll ask her.
are you the person?
Yes, I'm the person.
Okay, and you think you should?
He says he's Clooney-esque at this point, so that works for me.
Yeah, like a lot of young guys now, how do they get those short beards like that? They're like, you know, it's from not shaving, I presume.
It's actually more work, I think, than just shaving.
Yeah, you got to keep them at that length, and how do they do that?
Do I look young?
No, I'm just wondering. I was just talking, man. I'm trying to make conversation. I'm not here talking about your damn beard, and I don't know what... What am I going
to
do with that?
It's nothing to be you.
Well, just turn around. Let's face the audience that side there and this side here. What do you think? Shave?
No.
No shave?
Leave it.
Don't bother.
Good, because I lost my razor.
Nice to meet you, though, man. It looks fine. It's fine. Next, you look a little manly. Manly. Okay, he's fine. We got the Hose King here. I'm pretty excited about that, from Fort Thomas, Kentucky. The Hose King. I hope this is what I think it is and not what I think it is. Where is the Hose King? John Eaton, the Hose King, all the way down there. Okay, let's see if I can get over to the Hose King. And let's hope for a good arrival when I get there. We've never actually had a Hose King on the show, or even anything close. A Hose Prince, for example, or a Princeling. The Hose King. There he is, the Hose King. Can I guess you, why don't you come up over here? Can you meet me halfway? Well, let's find out about this. I assume you're in the...
My wife's in the fetal position.
Yeah, okay. But you're not, so I can talk to you. You're in the hose business, then?
I am. Okay. I am, or was.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 25 years ago, my wife gave me a pen and pencil set inscribed on it, Hose King. I ended up with license plates, Hose King.
Hose King license plates?
Yeah.
Kentucky plates?
No, these are Ohio plates.
Okay.
Cincinnati.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Was there any reason for the fact that she gave you the Hose King, or is that a personal thing?
I ended up with a business that was in hose.
Based on the pen?
Based on the pen.
Crazy. This is crazy, John.
No, not really based on the pen.
No.
I was unemployed.
So you had the hose first?
I had the hose first.
Okay.
And the hose is... Industrial hose.
Industrial, naturally.
And hydraulic hose.
Hydraulic hose.
Yep.
Good business.
Excellent business.
You always need hose in hydraulics.
That's right. That's
no hydraulics without hose.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Yep. And
you were the guy who brought the hose to hydraulics.
I brought the hose.
They put the hose in hydraulics.
Yep. We had a lot of hose. Sold a lot of hose.
Could you estimate in over the years how many feet of hose you might have sold?
Oh.
Probably.
40,000 feet.
40,000 feet. That's a couple of miles.
That's it. Yep. We bought it by
containers. And we're talking high-quality hose.
High-quality hose. Hydraulic hose, industrial hose, garden hose.
Any kind of hose, really.
Any hose.
So that's why you're the hose king.
That's it.
Because any kind of hose your hose desires.
That's it. That's it.
Or your nozzle desires, whatever. Or your connector. Whatever you use. You probably have connectors more than
that. That's it. Very good. Thanks.
Are you out of the hose business now?
I retired 3 years ago.
Still claim the title of hose king, you know, that last...
Certainly. I had to give my license plates away, though. Yeah.
What does it say on your plates now?
Nothing.
Not a number, not letters, nothing?
Numbers and letters. Numbers. Yep.
That's it. The former hose king, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good to meet you, man. John Eaton, Fort Thomas, Kentucky. The hose king. Only here on What Do You Know? In Madison, how do you differentiate between homeless people and hipsters who just look like homeless people? I treat them all the same way. Just avoid them. I'd rather avoid the hipsters, to tell you the truth. And where is Max Hamilton? Are you running into a lot of hipsters and homeless people, Max?
I'm running into one of them.
What, you did?
At least one of them.
At least one. And which was it? You don't have that back in Harrisonburg, VA?
Not as much.
Are you okay? Were you?
Yeah. Usually when someone has a long beard, it's kind of old-looking coat and boots, you can assume they're homeless. Around here, it's kind of ironic and cool.
Yeah, it's ironic and cool. Well, here, it's ironic and cool to be homeless. That's just the way we are. So that's a little different altogether. So we don't differentiate between the homeless and the hip. Okay? It's just here. It's just us, I'm saying. That's okay. Virginia, I'm sure you got your own things that we find unusual. Okay? You're okay with it? You don't feel threatened by it or anything? Threatened by the hip? Okay. What's your view of the practice of politicians making educational policies? I'm against it. I don't think educators should make them either, though. I don't think we should make policy in education. Okay. Laissez-faire, I think, education speaks for itself. Did anybody ever tell you you have a face for radio? No. I've never heard that. What, Jeff, where's Jeff Lyons? What do you even mean by that, Jeff? A face for radio. Wait a second. Pardon me. Come on, tell him I wait. Get up. Come on. Aubrey's got this camera he keeps following me with. I don't know why. Part of the NSA, I think. Yes, what?
You're going to have to determine whether I look honest or not, because I said that to my buddy two seats down this morning, and he put my name on that card. His name's Gerard Mikus, by the way.
He's the. You don't think I have a face for radio? It's a compliment, isn't it?
You have a wonderful face.
Do you really mean it?
I'm serious. Go two seats down, and this guy will have a good answer.
This is the guy who wrote it here? You could be on radio, man.
Nope.
Can I get you to stand up for just a second? I'll stand up here. What's your name?
Gerard Mikus.
Gerard?
Yes.
Have you ever thought of doing radio?
No, I haven't. But one thing I have come to realize is that based on you having us rehearse and doing the gesturing to the response, I don't think you quite understand the base difference between TV and radio.
And what is that? You mean there is one?
People on the radio can't see this.
Can't see what? I'm sorry, what is it they can't see on the radio? I don't get that.
See, he really doesn't understand.
No, I don't get the basic facts. Thank you very much for pointing it out to me, though. There's something that people can't see on the radio. So, okay. Oh, and here we got to do this. Kent Merman.
Here.
What, are we in school? What, who invented the famous walleye secret weapon? Come over here and meet me down here, would you? It's the same distance, and It'll be equidistant at that point. And we should meet at this row here. Perfect. The walleye's secret weapon?
My Uncle Fred.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, you were saying your Uncle Fred.
My Uncle Fred Merman lived in Minneapolis and was an inveterate fisherman. Okay. He also invented a hook extractor, which is flawless in extracting hooks from one of the fish's...
Fingers and fish?
Just from the fish's throat when they swallow the hook. And he was an industrial elevator operator in a large building that was like a warehouse for the garment industry. And that's that.
Well, is that the walleye secret weapon?
The walleye secret weapon is what he invented. And
the hook extractor?
And also the hook extractor, two different inventions.
Well, can you explain to me what the walleye secret weapon is?
Well, it was a contraption of swivels and spinners and hooks that he felt was very successful in catching walleyes. And he invented, he had them produced, and he had, when I went up to visit him, he had several gross of them up in the attic that never sold.
Did you ever go out with one of these?
Yeah.
Were they called a walleye super?
It was really called the walleye secret weapon.
Okay.
And it came in a nice box and everything. So.
Did you ever use one? Did you ever go out there with them? And
I used one, but I never got the hang of it. I think that was the secret part. It was very hard. It was very hard to you had to spend a lot of time out on the lake to catch.
Was there more than one line? I mean, you have to like a pantomime or ventriloquist or whatever they call those, marionette.
No, it was just the one I used was for. I was younger. It was just one line. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you had no luck with it.
No luck.
Are they still in the attic? That'd be kind of cool to see one.
I think that he distributed them to all his nephews and nieces and cousins and brothers at some point after he figured out that he wasn't going to sell very many of them. But he could make them work, you know.
He did. And so he got quite a few walleyes using them.
He had pictures of him with, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 walleyes hanging on a string up by the lake.
Yeah.
He and his brothers.
Did they look like they were frozen by any chance?
No, this was the real thing. You know, they caught all they could possibly carry back. Yeah.
The walleye secret weapon. Thank you for that.
Yes, you're welcome.
His Uncle Fred is the answer to that question. That's pretty cool. See what you learn? If you ask, you just have to ask. Okay, are these people? I have a card from, let's see, the Mermans. We got the Bonkowskis. It's the Bonkowski family, ladies and gentlemen, from Green Bay. Let's pay a tribute. Are you all Bonkowskis?
I'm a soon-to-be Bonkowski.
You're going to which Bonkowski are you marrying?
This one.
Just Bonkowski. Joe Bonkowski.
Joe Bonkowski. Nice. Okay. And so you will be
Sarah Bonkowski eventually.
Yeah. What are you right now?
Sarah Slezarek.
Okay. Trade-off. It's a trade-off. Bonkowski. Pretty close. Good. And which Bonkowski are you?
I'm Richard Bonkowski.
You are the pater.
I'm the patron.
Bonkowski, and then we have some young Bonkowskis, and you are, dear?
Emily Bonkowski.
You, dear, and you're?
Janet.
Max Bonkowski.
Max. How you doing, Max? Packer fan, are you? Do you get to go to the games?
Do you get to go to football games?
No.
Oh, okay. It's right next to you, you know, that big stadium with all people cheering and all that.
Maybe this year.
Oh, yeah, really? Are you just saying that? You can't lead them on with that.
Maybe this year. We're working on the ticket situation.
Maybe this year or maybe next year, all my life. I never. Let's see what we got here from the Bonkowskis. Do you have any pets, Emily? Do you have a pet, Emily?
Kitty. Yeah. What? A kitty and a guinea pig.
Kitty and a guinea pig? Do they get along?
Kind of.
Kind of is kind of a dangerous word with those. I mean, the cat, does it like the guinea pig? Or?
No.
I have a puggle. I'm down to a puggle. Puggle is half pug and half bull. No, it's half beagle. You never know which half you're getting. That's the problem with Tina. So they're cute. They're like little puggles and little short legs and kind of sausage bodies. You'd like a puggle. Did you have a question?
Yeah.
What was yours?
Have you ever been to Green Bay?
Yes, I've been to Green Bay many times. Always enjoyed it.
What did you do there?
I went to some Packer games, and I just, you know, we've done some shows up in Green Bay, so I've been around. Your mom is telling you what to say. I don't know if I like it.
Do you have any tickets?
You're a good man, Max. I see you. Thanks, Emily. Thanks, the Bunkowskis. What do we have for the Bunkowskis making the trip all the way here to be on our show?
There is a game that they could all play together.
What?
What do you know, the party game?
Oh, okay.
Comes with cards, scoring chips, card trays, summertime, fresh Michael Feldman bobblehead, all from Out of the Box Publishing.
Okay, not a Packer game, but it's something. The Bunkowskis. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. Yes, we are. And, yes, good timing. And you saw what happened the first time. Doesn't mean it'll happen again. Could be fantastic for you. Your chance to win back something for all those years you had to stay in school and, you know, graduate school and various kinds of technical training. That's right, the What Do You Know quiz. So let's see some enthusiasm. Now, I know there's some in here. Say, I can do that. I need to play a quiz. This gentleman here, for example, says, gosh darn it, I can play that quiz. You're a good man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you are?
Seth Trotter.
Seth?
Yes.
Are you from around here, Seth? Or?
From Columbia, Missouri.
Columbia, Missouri. Beautiful Columbia, Missouri. We've been there. Very nice. What do you do over there in Columbia?
I'm a social studies teacher.
Oh, you are? Yes. Seth, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I haven't been fired by the Food Network this week.
Hasn't been fired by the Food Network. Walmart still kept you. Still got the Walmart thing going. He's got the cookware going on the HSN. He's got it all going for him right here. All right, Seth. Social studies.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a little nerve-wracking all of a sudden. Well, I wasn't so nervous earlier.
It's nothing. You're a teacher.
Yeah, I know.
Just put on your teacher thing.
Sure.
Whatever that is. Pretend like you know everything. You know, mm-hmm.
I do that as a teacher, yes. That's my specialty.
I know. Don't you hate it when you have kids who are smarter than you, though? I mean, I taught English for a long time.
I tell them I'll get back to them on that one, and then I look it up on the internet.
Yeah, do you? Oh, yeah. See, now you got the internet. That's the thing. But, when I taught English, you make a mistake on the board, spelling or definition, or really get something totally wrong, and some smart kid there tells you that.
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing.
It's totally embarrassing, you know. I forget what I used to say. I say it was, you know, typo or something.
Yeah.
Or make a typo on the board. And social studies, they still call it that, huh?
Yeah. I've been doing, like, a world cultures, but I'm moving up to eighth grade. I'm graduating finally, and it's American history. So
American history.
Yes.
Social studies. Mm-hmm. It never made any sense to me, the phrase.
No.
It was social science in some places.
Sometimes I call it social sciences.
Yeah. Where does the social come in?
It's people. It's all about people. That's what I always tell the kids. Because they don't understand either.
Yeah. So that's cool. And what are we discussing right now in social studies or American history?
I have to start back with basically people coming here. You know, the ones that we talk about. You know,
yeah.
Not the real way people got here. Like the land bridge theory, stuff like
I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying.
You know, basically white people coming here.
The arrival of white people.
Yes.
Okay, how's that going so far?
We haven't got, the school year's not, you know, in session.
So. Oh, it isn't?
No. No.
Oh, no, it's summer, isn't it?
It is. So I haven't talked about any of that yet.
Oh.
I'm kind of a little behind at this point. Switching curriculum.
Yeah. Adjusting. Do you always start with the arrival of white people?
Well, I think what I'm supposed to start with. Again, I'm switching from 7th grade to 8th grade, so it's new for me.
Okay. Is that Missouri by Missouri law? You have to start with arrival of white people?
I think so, probably. It's Missouri.
Okay, well, I don't want to get into this too deeply.
Yeah,
that's
sorry. Kind of, I'm not originally from
Missouri. Do you do
Missouri.
Ever, like, the rival Jewish people? I mean, do you go by
I don't.
Ethnic group?
I haven't looked in that
rival
deeply.
Rival the Jews in America?
I have not looked that deeply yet.
Okay. I can help you out there.
Okay.
You know, give me a call when you get the rival of our four Jews, we call them.
Yeah.
The four Jews of America.
Okay.
There were four of them. There were the Bronsteins. There were the Goldsteins.
Can I look this up
on
the internet?
No. Okay. And so what are we doing now, on vacation or traveling?
On vacation, my wife and I and our two friends left our four children at home, combined four children. I mean, they're not.
Did you leave them with anybody?
Yes, we did. We left with grandparents in both cases. So, and came up here for vacation and to hang out and check out Madison.
Yeah. So what are you doing, a little fishing or water parking? And
well, we went down to New Glarus yesterday, checked out that.
The brewery?
Yes, eating, shopping, having a few beverages, those types of things. Yeah.
That's cool. So this is like an adult vacation.
Adult vacation, yes.
What a cool idea.
Where we, yeah, exactly.
I've never had one of those.
We can complete a conversation without being interrupted. It's been nice.
Yeah, or just by one another, I suppose.
Yeah.
And that's normal. It's normal behavior. Yeah. So, all right, so you went to the brewery there in New Glarus, and then where'd you go before that?
We actually went on a little walking tour of downtown with one of our, Stephanie, her uncle lives here, so we've been getting a lot of advice from her uncle. So.
Of Madison?
Yes.
And then where do you head from here?
Well, I don't know what we're doing this afternoon, but we're heading home tomorrow morning. So
soon?
Yeah. We've been here since Wednesday night. Missed all the flooding. So that's good.
You missed the flooding? Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. Some out there plays, you know how this quiz works?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a pop quiz. Some out there plays along with you. And how does that work, Sarah?
People who want to play along pick up their phones and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW, and answer this qualifying question.
Okay. Where is pretty much the only place a garage sale is called a rummage sale? There's one state in particular. Possibly two. But really one state in particular where a garage sale is called a rummage sale in the entire country. So this should be easy for everybody. Ed's on the phone from Milton, Wisconsin. Hey, Ed.
Hi.
Did you ever hear about that walleye thing?
No, I haven't.
You know, the walleye, super walleye, what's it called again? Walleye super weapon? I can sell you one maybe if you like. If you're interested, we got some.
Maybe.
Did you ever fish for walleye?
Nope.
Okay. Maybe it's
just
not
bluegill. Bluegill and some bass.
Bluegill, yeah. They're hard to, you know, you got to clean a lot of them, though, you know? Bluegill?
Yeah, that's kind of the downside.
Yeah. So, Ed, what's pretty much the only place a garage sale is called a rummage sale in the entire country?
Well, I see a lot of signs for rummage sales around here, so probably Wisconsin?
No, it's not here. You don't see those.
Maybe just in Milton.
You've never seen it. In Milton, maybe. That could be an anomaly, though.
Could be.
Yeah. Sorry, Ed. Can't accept that. I can't accept Milton as an answer.
I knew the first quiz. The answer for the first quiz. Does that count for anything?
Well, let's go back in time and see if you can get that. Sorry, Ed. Come on.
All right.
Give me a break here. Bye. Warren is in Minnesota there. Hey, Warren.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just here.
Just here? Or just barely or what?
Just barely.
Yeah. That's okay, though. Better than not, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah. What you going to do this afternoon? Anything?
Well, could take my grandkid's dog out for a walk.
Really? What kind of dog is it?
It's a beagle pug mix.
Beagle pug. So it's a puggle.
It's a beagle pug.
It's a puggle.
It's a puggle.
A beagle pug. I never heard him call that. A puggle. That's what I have. I have a puggle.
I prefer the beagle to the puggle, so...
The beagle to the pug?
Yeah.
Well, which comes first?
It's not my dog. It's not my dog anyway, so
yeah, you don't care. Yeah. So, yeah, it's more of a beagle than a pug, would you say?
Yeah, because his nose will get him in trouble.
There's a lesson in that somewhere, Warren. I don't know what it is. Here, let me ask you this then. What's pretty much the only place a garage sale in the whole country is called a rummage sale? State.
Well, I'm not for sure, but I'd have to say Washington, D.C.
Is that some kind of a political joke or what?
Aren't we all just rummaging for something for them to do?
Okay. Warren, I have to let you go and take that dog because he's scratching at the door now. I can see it.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye. Robert's in Hawthorne, Wisconsin. Hey, Robert.
How are you?
I'm good. Where is Hawthorne, Wisconsin? I should know that, but
Hawthorne's in Douglas County, just south of Superior on 53.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, you're up there. How's the weather up there?
It's rainy and buggy.
Yeah. Pretty much the way it's been?
Yeah, I've been here a month this year, and it's been raining, and mosquitoes and ticks are terrible.
Yeah. Are you up in your cabin there? Or?
Absolutely. Off-grid.
Oh, okay. And so are you just staying inside?
Trying to, but I got a lot of stuff to do outside.
Got to fish through the window. That's kind of a drag. Have you got a screen porch at least?
No, but I do have screens on my windows, but they don't seem to do much good.
No, they don't. They can get through them, those little buggers.
I think they're porting by the door waiting for me to open the door.
I think so. Yeah, that's true. Any door open, they see that immediately. Robert, the only place in the country a garage sale is called a rummage sale.
Well, I'm going to have to take a guess at that, but I do know not who Sweepy's father is, but who Sweepy's mother is. I know her name. But I'll tell you that in a minute. I'll guess Georgia as the rummage sale question.
Well, that's wrong. But who is Sweepy's mother?
It's Olive Oil's sister, Castor.
Well, I guess we can give him that for Castor. Yes, Seth, you're absolutely right. It's Castor Oil. Because we're not going to get this anyhow, Robert, so I think it'll give you something to do up there while you're you have to stay inside your cabin. It's South Dakota, by the way.
Very good.
And just a little bit of Kansas, I think. Okay, but who's going to see that? Castor Oil is much more important. Robert, this is Seth.
Hello, Robert.
Hi, Seth.
He teaches high school social studies, so he's a good guy to have on with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you do when you're not in Hawthorne vacationing?
I install window film as a contractor.
Oh, you do? Okay. Where do you do that from?
I was in Australia this year, Europe last year, and California. So one job in Wisconsin last year.
Oh, so being holed up in Hawthorne is quite a treat for you.
Exactly.
Okay, you guys are a team, Robert and Seth. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
Yep, they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Okay, Robert, what would you like?
Science.
Castor Oil. Yeah, I seem to remember Castor Oil, actually. Very good. Did you watch a lot of those cartoons?
I found that out, I think, on an NPR quiz show, different show a long time ago, but not that long ago.
It wasn't Wait, Don't Tell Me, because I'll take this all back.
I have no idea. I don't remember.
Oh, God. Okay, the first autopilot cockroaches. They have them now. Cockroaches that are controlled by controllers. They're on autopilot. You can make them do whatever you want. Run down the drain, run up the drain. It's amazing. Anyhow, the first autopilot cockroaches, do they use Kinect, Wii, or Game Boy controllers? This is science, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not a gamer.
Okay.
So it's up to you, bud.
Wii would be my guess. Or
Think you wave them around and
possibly.
Roaches.
I'm not familiar with Kinect, and Game Boy is when I was like 12, so yeah. I don't know much about Game Boy anymore. So I'd say Wii.
You want to weigh in on this, Robert? Or in on this?
I'll go with Wii.
No, I'm sorry. It's a Kinect. It was a big made news all over now. Kinect. You can use your Kinect controller to program cockroaches now. Gamers are real excited about that.
Are these live cockroaches?
Yes.
I'm very confused.
Okay.
That is.
You can be really. Okay. That's all right. Yes. Not wrong.
Nope.
Okay.
Anyhow, you did have one wrong and no right. And the categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
I thought it was a big news story. I read it all.
I'll go with things you should have learned in school.
Things you should learn in school. Okay, you should get this one easy.
I hope.
Can plants do math?
I'd lean toward no.
This surprising question.
Yeah.
Can plants do math?
I'd say probably yes.
In other words, do actually calculations in some sort.
I know they can do a lot of things that we don't understand.
That's certainly true, Robert.
I'm lost on this one, Robert. You can go ahead and
it's not your choose. Department, really.
Yeah, I don't do science. This sounds sciencey and math.
Do you hang around with those guys?
I try not to talk to them.
In the lounge, nothing? No. You have to coach, don't you, as a social studies teacher, pretty much?
I have. I currently don't, though.
Okay, I thought it was required.
It usually is.
Okay, so can plants do math?
I say yes.
We'll go with yes.
Yes, they can. They can figure out how much starch they have left to last till dawn, and they actually are able to compute that. And it's just a simple math skill. Anybody can do it.
That's one right and one wrong.
Yes.
And the categories that are left are current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Robert?
People.
Okay, people. So how much longer you got to be holed up there, Robert?
A couple more weeks, I think. A
couple more weeks in staying inside, trying to avoid the black flies? And
No, I'm going outside just in brief moments with lots of bug spray and candles burning, citronella.
Yeah, and then what are you going to do when you're out there?
I'm working on cars, working on my cabin, working on my motorcycle, boats, name it. I got all kinds of toys here that need repair.
Okay. Do older Americans, that means Americans older than me, have more trouble finding their keys or remembering their passwords?
I think passwords.
Yeah, I go with Passwords.
Passwords is right, yes. Keys are also a problem. 36% to 32%, so they're both problems, let's face it. Remembering the children's names, that becomes a problem as well. And yes.
That's two right and one wrong. And the categories that are left are current events, places, or odds and ends.
I mix up my children all the time now. I mean, I know their names, but I just don't get them right with the right kids.
I'll go with places.
Places, okay. Places is good. The British Royal Officer's Naval Toast. No, you don't want that. That's not going to work with you guys. All right. All right. So far in 2013, the most visited city in the world, is it Bangkok, London, or Paris? Most visited city in the world so far in 2013. Mm-hmm. Of course, since the Hangover movie was in Bangkok, that might have stirred some interest.
Yeah, if it was last year, I'd say London, of course, for the Olympics, where I worked on one of the venues.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Cool.
I've only been to one of those three places, so I'd say Paris.
Been to Paris?
But that's a guess. Okay. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I haven't been. Haven't been to Paris, but.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Yeah.
Pretty hot, actually, right now. Well, they got that.
Yeah,
tour,
good point. So, tour to Paris France probably is.
Yeah, let's go ahead and give a shot.
I'll go
Paris.
With that.
Bangkok is an exotic place.
Well, then maybe.
What are you saying? What?
Bangkok sounds lovely, too.
Black flies are bad, though, in Bangkok. The size of sparrows. They're the size of sparrows.
Well, then London perhaps has a hangover from the Olympics of people visiting there.
Are people going to London as much as they used to? Anybody here been to London recently? I don't know. Yeah, not as much as you used to, though, I bet, huh? Used to go more often, did you? London? England?
One guy. There's one guy.
Yeah, you were there once. Just the one time?
Oh, I was there. I was there twice.
Oh, you were there twice. Okay, yeah.
This year?
No, not this year.
Ever been to Bangkok? Ever been to Bangkok?
Never.
At all curious? Okay. So what do you say, gentlemen? Bangkok, London, or Paris?
It must be Bangkok.
Bangkok sounds good, yes.
Yes, Bangkok. Isn't that amazing? People are going to Bangkok. We're tired of London and Paris. Seen it, been there, done that. Same old, but Bangkok is a very fascinating city, looks like to me. Have you been there to Bangkok?
I have not, actually.
Yeah, sounds great, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what have they won?
Well, Seth, you can practice good oral hygiene and satisfy your cured meat cravings at the same time with bacon-flavored toothpaste. Makes your breath bacon fresh from thinkgeek.com. Robert, from Mr. Wizard and Ronald Reagan to Teflon and Superglue, you'll find them all in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. And both of you can take the What Do You Know? Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter to the bank and watch its interest grow in a second quarter century of comedy. And keep everything in high spirits playing What Do You Know? The Party Game, including the matchless Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Wow, you guys scored all
our good stuff.
Congratulations
to you
both. Yeah, the bacon, that's exciting.
Yeah, the bacon. I'm talking about my book. Thanks, Seth. Good to see you. Nice job. Robert, hang on. Make sure you get that.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Stay indoors.
Thanks. Bye-bye.